one of the allegations is that I violated anti-nepotism laws and policies to employ my wife.
Does she work there?
No.
She doesn't work in the IG's office?
No.
Did she ever?
She came here in 2007, in April of 2007, and I joined the OIG 10 months later. I came from TSA. She worked at the Office of Audits, and even before I came on board, the counsel's office, the deputy IG had cleared to see if there's any conflict there. She has never been in my direct chain of command, or she's been my supervisor. She worked as a supervisory program analyst at the Office of Audit. She left DHS OIG towards the end of December 2010 or early 2011 to go work for the FHFA IG. I became the acting IG in February 25th or 27th of 2011. So she had gone before I took over.
With this, you're saying this is blatantly false. She's not even at the office. She hasn't been there for a couple of years. And you think that there are a couple of whistleblowers making these claims, but these claims have reached pretty high levels. The U.S. Senate is now investigating you.
We have provided these documents. Senator Johnson's staff made a FOIA inquiry in December 2012. We provided documentation in January. We provided documentation in March, and we also provided documentation in April about my positions that I've had in this office. I came in as a deputy assistant IG for management. One of the reasons I was brought into this agency was to make, I strongly believe in change management. The IG needed to change its look both internally and externally, and that's the reason I was brought in. And she right now works in Department of Labor as a director over there. She's not here.
But why do you think these few whistleblowers are raising this alarm, especially to the level of the U.S. Senate, when what you're saying is it's not even true if you looked at that particular allegation?
Well, the folks within our office, the folks who are close to the DHS IG and who know us and even in congressional side and elsewhere, they know these are all blatantly false.
And what about the use of agency resources in going to Florida to go to PhD classes?
I sent my personal attorney has already sent documents over. I enrolled in PhD program in NOAA in 2002. I finished all the in-class coursework in 2004. I have about $138,000 in student loans, right from my bachelor's and my two masters and into my PhD program. Nothing, not a dime has been spent by the government, both for travel and for my education. The trips that I've made 5 trips to Florida unofficial, 3 to Orlando, 2 to the Miami field office. We have provided the agenda. We have provided the travel documentation. And in fact, the reason everybody is raising this question is because when you look at the hotel receipt, it says there's a clear documentation. Out of the 5 visits to Florida, especially to Fort Lauderdale, I've asked my assistants to use the NOVA code because I went to that school, and the rate is $79. The government rate is $159. I was saving the government $80. I also sent documentation to the Senate that my transcripts, the classes that I took, the classes that's been offered in 2011 and 2012, and look at my transcript to see if any of the classes that was being offered shows up in my transcript. It's not true. I took 3 personal visits, which I also send them documentation of that, to go meet my chairman and advisor on my dissertation work. In fact, my advisor lives in Rockville, Maryland. There's no need for me to go to Florida. But, these are the allegations that's being made. And I'm confident once all this documentation, the Senate and the subcommittee has looked at it, these charges are totally baseless.
We're speaking with Charles Edwards. He's the Deputy Inspector General of Homeland Security. And I guess the final one is the the allegation of backpedaling on the investigation of the Secret Service activities last year in Colombia on that trip where there were prostitutes and so forth. And what's your version of how that investigation went?
There's absolutely no backpedaling. There was none. We did our investigation to the very best of our ability. I had to scramble to get resources. I brought 57 people across the country over a 10-day period to do this investigation, totally independent of Secret Service. We came up with pretty much with the same conclusion. Okay? There was no jeopardy to the president's safety. There was no national security jeopardy there. There was no information was jeopardized. Okay? Of course, during our investigation, we found through our interviews there was two people that didn't belong to Secret Service. One was the White House intern or volunteer, and the other was the White House DOD communication person. As soon as I became aware of that, I had let DOJ know about it. I am the DHS Deputy IG and Acting IG for Department of Homeland Security. I have no jurisdiction sure. over White House.
So let me ask you this. With all these allegations, the Senate has asked you for documents. I gather you've provided them because they gave you a deadline of July 19th. What happens next?
Well, my office is continuing to produce the same documents that we gave before and whatever request they have. And if they want to interview any of my staff, I'll make themselves available. And I am certain that when they look at all of this, this will be nothing but a baseless allegation. But more importantly, this is taking away from the important work that I have to do. Look. In the last 2.5 years, look at the number in the last year, the number of reports we have produced, 132. Look at the number of investigations we have opened and closed. There's a lot of work to do. The Department of Homeland Security, IG, even though it's a small office, it has to oversee 220,000 employees and 200,000 contractors. This is taking away from the important work to do, but I'm determined and I'm committed that when I took over this oath to lead this office and be part of this great office of Department of Homeland Security, I'm going to continue to do what I know best, is to work hard and make sure this office is transparent and keep doing what we're doing.
Would you want to be the permanent IG?
With all these allegations out there, I'm sure, the White House is not too keen on looking at me, but that's okay. I'm a career civil servant, a career SES person, and I will continue to work hard and do my best.